What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome front to What If World. I'm sorry, did I say front? Oh boy. It must be April Fools again. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and April Fools likes to play tricks on me. But not this year. This year we're gonna start off with a nice, normal question from Arya.
Hi, Mr. Eric. My name's Arya, and I like horses. And my love question is, what if monsters were made of carbon and each step you took, it hurt it because your teeth were sticking out? Bye.
Wow, Arya. I love that question. I actually really like that it's quite unusual. April Fools or no, we're here to have fun. And we're gonna up the ante a little bit with one write-in question from a patron named Maddie. Maddie thinks we have the coolest theme song. Thank you, I happen to agree. And he asks, what if chickens didn't lay eggs?
Oh, the monsters and chickens and horses, oh my.
Oh, hi, Fred.
This sounds like a very spooky April Fool episode.
No, I promise it's not going to be scary. Unless you're afraid of carpet monsters, I suppose.
Who isn't afraid of carpet monsters, Mr. Elwick?
Well, carpet monsters, for one.
Touché.
Fred, are you gonna get to the shout-outs, or are you just gonna...
Oh, sorry. Our first shout-out is to Alani.
Right, thanks, Alani. She says What If World is her favorite thing to fall asleep to.
Well, don't fall asleep yet.
She can fall asleep if she wants to.
But not before I say happy belated birthday to Alex.
Oh yeah, I heard he just turned 7. Thanks, Alex.
Oh, and I also got one more shout-out. Well, two more, to Becca and to Polly. I think they must be sisters.
No, if they were sisters, their names would be more like Becca and Polly, or Bella and Pella. That's not how names...
Okay, well, we want to get to the story.
I know, I'm just worried because it's April Fools.
Just do your job, Mr. Eric.
Okay, JF Cat. Now let's find out. What if monsters were made of carpet, and each step you took it hurted because the teeth were sticking up? And what if chickens didn't lay eggs? Outside of the observatorium, way down at the bottom of Squid Lake, a young boy named Scully was spending time with his uncle, Cuthuncle.
It is time, my boy, for you to start your first job.
I thought we were gonna have a fun week together, being on spring break.
Yes, a fun week of you working so that I can study my evil texts.
And the massive squid monster picked up a small stone tablet and started scrolling through glyphs by swiping a tentacle across it.
Oh, you're more interested in your Nakindlecon than your nephew.
Do not speak ill of the Nakindlecon, my boy. It is the most evil digital e-ink reader on the market.
And an artifact of absolute evil magic, I know.
And a reward given to me at my very first job.
Oh?
For being evil employee of the Eon. 11 eons in a row.
Well, congratulations.
So hop on your horsey and we will ride to your very first job.
And so Scully and Cuthuncle hopped on their horses and why would they have horses? They're underwater.
Arya likes horses, and it's her question.
Yeah, I know, but I was gonna introduce horses later, like when it maybe made sense.
What if they were seahorses?
Oh yeah, perfect. Kathunkel and Scully hopped on their seahorses.
Arya didn't say seahorses.
Okay. Scully and Kathunkel somehow rode water-breathing horses from the bottom of Squid Lake all the way to the chicken farm.
Chicken farm? Oh, that sounds like another April Fool's slip, Mr. Eric.
Yeah, it's a chicken farm. That's where you're working.
But I think you'll like your bar,
said Kathunkel around a mouthful of horse. Kathunkel, spit out those horses.
Oh.
We can't have you eating horses in the first act of the story.
Fine.
And the horsies flew off into outer space. With their rocket ship hooves.
Okay.
Kathunkel and Scully walked into the giant barn, where thousands of chickens sat side by side in long coops lined with hay.
It kind of looks like a football stadium.
If instead of seats, it had chicken coops, yes.
And in the middle of this strange indoor stadium, on what would have been the football field, there stood instead a horde of monsters, baring their fangs, lurching menacingly, and growling their scary growls.
That one sounds like a pirate.
Yeah, it's a pirate monster, Scully. We gotta keep moving.
Scully, you're here. Welcome to your first day at Scare Stadium.
It was Squidderella, Scully's stepmom. She slithered slimily away from the horde of monsters, holding a clipboard and looking Scully up and down.
This is your new boss.
Scully looked around. Every time a monster was particularly scary, all the nearby chickens would squawk and bawk and lay out a whole slew of eggs that would travel down a chute and out to an adjoining building.
Do I really have to scare chickens for a living?
Well, I could make you an egg collector.
Nonsense. His uncle was evil employee of the Eon. 11 eons
in a row, we know.
I'll make you proud, Kathunkel.
Huh? Yes. See that you do.
But Kathunkel was already staring at his Nikindlecon as he squeezed his giant squid monster self out of the barn. Scully pushed himself in to the field of monsters and tried to put on his scariest grimace.
Roar!
Bark?
No, I said roar.
Bark.
I'm sorry, before I scare the eggs out of you, I should probably introduce myself.
Bark.
A nearby werewolf gave Scully a sidelong look.
What you doing?
I'm Scully the Squid, and you are? I'm sorry, I don't speak chicken.
The chicken nosed its beak down at a sign.
Oh, Barbara Sitter, you babysat my friend Zizi. You're right. I should get to work. Okay, so what scares you?
By this point, all the scary creatures had stopped scaring and were just staring at Scully. Squidderella pushed her way through them.
Why has everyone stopped? We've got a lot of scaring to do.
I just don't think it's fair to keep these chickens cooped up just so we can scare the eggs out of them.
But Scully, these chickens come and go as they please. They work here just like you.
Yeah, said the werewolf. Sometimes they just need help scaring those eggs out.
So Scully went back to work, doing his best to scare Barbara Sitter or any of the chickens, but he didn't manage one single spook. And Kathunkel came to pick him up at the end of the day.
Oh, Scully, I prepared a feast for you back at the castle to celebrate your first step down the path to true evil.
I'm sorry, Kathunkel. I don't think I was very evil today at all.
Would you feel better if you ate a horse?
Said Kathunkel, summoning a few horsies out of the Nikindlecon.
Well, I just don't think being evil is the best way to motivate our co-workers.
My boy, it's just the way it's done. You'll do better after a horsey dinner and a good night's sleep.
And suddenly the horse turned to stone, and Garfunkel cracked his beak on it.
Mr. Eric, April Fools is supposed to play tricks on you, not on me.
Maybe I'm finally getting the hang of it, said Mr. Eric as his hands turned into stone hooves. Okay, I'm gonna keep moving on with the story before any other parts of me, turn into a horse.
Oh, it's the next day already, and I'm back at the barn again?
And also, you swiped Kathunkel's Nikindlecon.
I don't remember doing that.
Well, you did it, so maybe you could use scary magic or something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It was just before the crack of dawn. Scully had gotten himself to work early, before any of the other monsters got there. Most of the chickens were still clucking their way into the big barn, and Scully confronted them at the entrance.
I think deep down, you chickens don't like being scared. You all want to be free from this job, free from fear. So ride these horses to safety.
Scully summoned thousands of getaway horses.
Mr. Eric, are you gonna translate this conversation at all?
But Bok Bok Nay Nay English.
No, you're speaking horse and chicken.
Bok Nay 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 Bok Bok.
You're still doing it.
Bok Bok.
All right, well, I'll take over. It looks like all the getaway horses are getting away. All right. But all the chickens are staying behind.
The chickens just kept filing into the Big Bok Stadium. Barn Stadium. And the monsters were neighing their way... nudging their way in as well.
Okay, Mrs. Sitter, if you won't use your getaway horse, then I give you the Nikindlecon. Now you have unlimited power. You never have to feel afraid again.
Mark.
And Mrs. Sitter started pecking the Nikindlecon at random.
Well, you should probably be careful with that. You're right.
Squidderella came in to see Mrs. Sitter pecking at that magical artifact.
Everybody take cover,
Squidderella shouted, scooping up every monster in sight and pulling them in tight to protect them when... with one final peck from her beak, all the monsters suddenly turned into carpet.
Mark, mark.
Good for you, Mrs. Sitter,
said Scully from his squid beak, which was sticking straight up out of his carpet body.
Scully, is this your doing?
Mark, 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 mark,
said Mrs. Sitter, trying to step around the wide stretch of monster carpet, but... there were patches of monster teeth sticking up in every direction.
She's still trying to go to her coop.
Of course she is. Her job is laying eggs. She gets paid to help feed all of us.
Well, yeah, but I still don't think that scaring is...
Scully saw that Mrs. Sitter was trying to lay an egg, but she couldn't. And all the other chickens started filing in toward their coops, painfully stepping over carpet monsters with their taloned feet. And it didn't feel too nice for the chickens either. The chickens tried laying eggs all day long, but they just couldn't.
This is really bad news.
Oh, don't worry, Squidderella. Once Kathunkel comes to pick us up...
I'm part of the carpet monster as well.
Oh.
All sorts of toothy creatures ended up here.
I was just trying to earn a living,
said Cleocatra from one stretch of carpet.
This is by far the most comfortable place I have ever been stuck,
added Dracomax, just as a chicken walked over his face.
What are we gonna do?
There was a knock at the door. They all tried to turn toward the knock, even though they could barely move.
It was Alabamus P. Grazero.
Oh no, I definitely can't be both people at the same time. No, it was Alabaster, okay? Definitely Alabaster Zero.
That's good, because the story needed another deep voice. You can say that again.
I don't think he should say that again.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a sore throat here.
All right, all you chickens. Why just stop laying eggs? You ruined Omelette Night in Newark City.
Explained Mrs. Sitter.
Well, why didn't you say so? I'll just walk over to the NakindleCon and undo the magic spell.
Oh, come on. Would you monsters just move your carpet teeth for 1 minute?
We're sorry.
We can't.
But you all are chewing right through my boots. How am I gonna cast a spell if my feet go out? I don't care if your tummies hurt because they're full of eggs.
Yeah, our faces hurt from all of you stepping on us.
Maybe if I just throw my boot at the NakindleCon, then I'll just hop on one foot until the magic is fixed.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's a very delicate, evil artifact.
But Alabaster was already throwing his shoe.
Oh, fortunately, it just seemed to land on the NakindleCon safely. It's being sucked up by that little stone tablet somehow. That's weird. I wonder where it's going.
Ow! I just got hit in the back of the head with a boot.
Serves you right for getting us into this kerfluffle.
Squidderella, don't blame me for your kerfluffles.
Oh, you all know the kerfluffles on me.
Yes, I agree.
Bark, 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 me.
Are we being rhymey?
Indeed we be.
I also feel kind of musicky.
A hairline crack was spreading through the NakindleCon, and magic started to seep out of it, brushing over all of the carpet monsters, swirling around the timid chickens, and even dusting over Detective Zero.
The Tootsie Owie, his footsie owie.
Step in
the Tootsie Owie
on these teeth.
His footsie owie.
It's owie time.
Hey, watch your footsie. We'll get your tootsie.
Chewing through my boots.
His foot,
they're way out of line.
Our teeth are stuck up. Your boots, they're luxe up.
The only thing left to do. When a monster cap it chews through your shoe.
Oh no.
Is how it dance. Is how it dance.
Back tummy, owie, back.
Chickens.
Back eggy, owie.
I don't like carpet.
Back tummy, owie.
The monster teeth.
Oh, why would they? Oh, how could they?
Can't lay eggs above it.
Back tummy.
Or eggs beneath.
Or left or righty. The tummy is tiny.
The only thing those chicks can do.
I know.
Is holding the eggs till they're blue.
Uh-oh.
And how it ends. How it ends. Tell me how it ends. Owie, owie. My facey owie.
Monsters.
Owie. Don't like my tooth to taste your feet.
We're stucky, stucky. Your feet are yucky.
Monsters still like yummy things to eat.
Like apple, maybe. Bananas, baby.
But instead, they're upholstered down here.
Ow, my face.
They try not to bite when they're near.
You're dancing on my face.
They'll never smile again, I fear.
You're still doing it.
And their faces.
Oh, well, well, well.
Do the owie, 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 owie day.
Owie day.
My face.
What'd you step in?
I see what I did. That was rude.
As the music ended, the chickens realized that they'd been singing and dancing all over the coop, despite their tummy aches.
But then they look down to see that tableau of monsters all mushed into one toothy carpet, Alabaster trying not to step on them and failing. And the chickens all flew down beside their co-workers. Now, hens aren't very good at being scary, so Mrs. Sitter just did what she was good at.
You're kind of sitting on me.
And she started gently brushing Scully Squid's forehead with her wings and squawking soothing nothings in what might have been his ear. And all the other chickens followed her lead, swooping down to comfort their uncomfortable friends.
Okay, if anyone asks, I did not just break out into song, and I am not crying right now.
A few younger hens came over to comfort him as well.
Look at you two young hens trying to comfort me, even though you're uncomfortable.
And Alabaster started giving the two little hens a pet on their head, despite him being uncomfortable. And before he knew it, those two hens started laying eggs. And all the relaxed hens curled up in their little bits of carpet, comforting the carpet monsters around them. Well, they started laying eggs too.
Could making people happy work just as well as making them scared?
Impossible. It will never... It will never... Stop laying eggs all over my face. It's like you're laying more eggs than before.
And a few of those eggs rolled over to the Nikindlecon and somehow started to reverse the... come on! Why did the eggs have to fly through a portal? It hit me in the back of the head.
Wow, while Mr. Eric was getting pelted with eggs, I turned back to normal.
Me too.
I did as well.
And me.
And I found a brand new pair of boots somehow.
Where are my boots? My new boots?
Oh, you mean my new boots? Aren't they nice?
Did you take my boots?
The end.
I did not say the end. Oof. All right, Maddie and Arya, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my Aunt Janine for always encouraging me to be silly, and all you kids at home who know that kindness and cooperation can be a lot more effective than yelling and pushiness. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
ICANN is sponsored by our Friends of the Oregon Association for Talented and Gifted, a nonprofit membership organization supporting gifted students.